Denodo Data Bytes. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode on the Denodo Data Bytes podcast. I'm your host Sneha, and today we have something extra special for our listeners, our very first customer episode on Denodo Data Bytes. We are diving into a topic that's gaining more importance in the data industry, that is certifications. As demand for skilled data professionals continue to rise, certifications have become a powerful way to validate expertise, open new career opportunities, and stay ahead in a competitive market. But what does it really take to earn a certification, and how can professionals leverage it to advance in their careers, you may ask? To help us answer these questions, we have two incredible guests joining us today. Jose Palles, data leader at ULINC, one of Europe's leading low-cost airlines headquartered in Spain. As the data fabric platform owner in data governance and data and analytics at ULINC, Jose brings over 20 years of experience in IT with deep expertise in data virtualization, data governance, and data democratization. He is a Denodo platform certified professional and has been instrumental in building a modern data fabric using data mesh principles. And our second guest joining us would be Hernando Probobo, data expert at Continental, a global leader in automotive technology and manufacturing. As the application owner for Mustang Analytics, Hernando is passionate about data, agile methodologies, and DevOps. With extensive experience in analytics and data-driven decision-making, he has worked on large-scale data initiatives within the automotive industry, helping organizations optimize processes and extract meaningful insights. Both Jose and Hernando have successfully navigated the world of data certifications and will be sharing their experiences, insights, and practical advice on how to prepare, succeed, and continuously grow in this space. Jose Hernando, welcome to Denodo Data Bytes. I'm thrilled to have you join us. So before we begin with our topic of conversation today, could you briefly introduce yourselves to our listeners and share your career journeys till now?
All right. So hi, everyone. Thank you for having me today. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Hernando. I'm currently working as application owner in manufacturing analytics at Continental Tires Germany. So in my current role, I lead initiatives that focus on enhancing data quality, improving data-driven decision-making processes, and ensuring compliance with regulatory standards. So I'm very passionate about using data, yeah, to uncover insights, to drive business success. And as a result, I'm constantly exploring innovative solutions such as data virtualizations or lakehouse to tackle the evolving challenges in data management. That's all about me. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Hernando. And Jose, how about you?
Hi, Neha. I would like to thank Denodo for inviting me to participate in this podcast. My name is Jose, and I work in Welling Airlines as a data fabric platform owner. As you mentioned, I have a long history in the IT world, spending over 20 years. During this time, I have the opportunity to work for various companies across different sectors and sizes, even as a freelance consultant. So on all kinds of projects from ERP, CRM, e-commerce, QA. And in recent years, I have specialized in the world of data, specifically in data governance, data virtualization, and data mesh. So I am leading data democratization initiative in Welling. This is really interesting work.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing, Jose. So we have two data experts with us today, and I can't wait to, deep dive into our conversation on data certifications and know your thoughts and opinions on some of the questions I have for you today. So let's get started. My first question for you is, what motivated both of you to pursue a professional certification? Was it for personal growth, career advancement, or a company-driven initiative? Jose, would you like to go first?
Yes, sure. For me, it was a combination of factors, honestly. Initially, it was definitely driven by personal growth. I wanted a more structured way to deep my understanding of Denodo and validate the skills I was picking up through daily use. I say, working with the platform is one thing, but having the formal recognition feel important for me, for my own confidence, and to ensure I was leveraging Denodo to its full potential. Then, as I gained more experience, career advancement became a significant motivator. In the data integration and virtualization space, I think having recognized certifications can definitely help you stand out and open doors to more complex projects and leadership roles. While it wasn't a direct company mandate, Welling encourages professional development and recognizes the value of certified professionals on our team. So they saw it as a way to ensure we have the in-house expertise needed to effectively manage and use our Denodo environment.
Thank you for sharing, Jose. And Hernando, how about yourself?
Yeah, so I fully agree with Jose. This is also my original driving force, to be precise. So I'm interested in the certifications because I want to keep improving my skills and stay up to date with this, you know, this fast changing world of data management, so I can better contribute to my organization's goals. So to me, certification is not just about boosting credibility, but also a great way to connect with other professionals, such as Jose in this podcast, so to share ideas and to stay on top of the latest trends and technologies. That was my driving force behind it.
So in a way, personal growth-driven career advancement, I would say. That's great to know. So my next question is, how did both of you prepare for, you know, like these certification exams? What methods and resources like official training, hands-on practice, or online platforms helped you the most? So for this one, Jose, let's start with you first.
Okay. I will say that my preparation involved multi-approach. Firstly, the official Denodo training materials were absolutely crucial. They provide me a structured curriculum that covers all the key concepts and functionalities of the tool. I highly recommend going through this. Secondly, perhaps the most important things, hands-on practice with our actual Denodo environment at work was totally invaluable. You need experience in the tool, working in the tool, in the way to pass the certifications. There is no doubt about it. Applying the concepts, learning in the training to real world scenarios grew up my understanding and helped me to troubleshoot potential issues. I made sure to experiment with different features and configurations. And finally, I also found revisiting specific Denodo documentation on areas I felt less confident to be very helpful. The official documentation, I think, is quite comprehensive and it is also totally updated. It's a great source of knowledge. While I didn't formally participate in a study group, I did have informal discussions with colleagues from who were also either certified or preparing for certification. I think that sharing experience and clarifying gaps together was always beneficial. I also look for some online forums and communities to see if others have shared their experience and tips, although the official resources were always my primary focus.
Thank you for sharing, Jose. So official resources with a combination of, you know, like study groups and online platforms for you. So that's interesting to know. Hernando, how about you?
Well, for me, so during my certification journey, I found that a mix of official training, documentation, hands-on practice, and learning from peers for me was the most valuable. So on the one hand, the training courses give me a solid foundation for what it's all about, what it does, and applying what I learned to real world situations really helped me to understand things much better. So similar to what Jose just mentioned. So I also use webinars, like, you know, the one that Denodo offers, also in YouTube, there are also a lot of videos to keep up with the latest trends and tools as well.
That's a good one as well in terms of using the available resources on, like, you know, company's website. So thank you for highlighting that. So my next question for both of you would be, how would you like to highlight your exam experience? Any unexpected challenges or key takeaways or other areas that professionals must focus on, according to the both of you? Hernando, why don't we start with you first?
Yes. When we talk about the Denodo 9 exam. So the exam, it met my expectations. So it covered a good mix of both basics and also practical applications. What surprised me was that how much it focused on the data virtualization use cases. yeah, which really requires solid understanding of what data virtualization is, what it does, and how to use it effectively in the organization. So from my experience, I would recommend going through the training courses and documentation, and also getting some hands-on experience with the tool itself, yeah, such as Denodo Express or Denodo Platform.
That's a good info. Thank you for sharing, Renato. And Jose, how about you?
Yes, My Denodo certification exam experience was quite through. I think the biggest challenge was the breadth of topics covered by the certification exams. As you know, the Denodo is a powerful platform with many different functionalities. The exam really tests your understanding across the board, from data source connectivity to advanced virtualization techniques, and also performance optimization. I think that one key takeaway for me was the importance of understanding the why behind the how. I mean, it is not enough to just know how to click through the interface. You need to understand the underlying concepts and the best practice for different scenarios. Another important area should definitely focus in the performance, tuning, and optimization. There are several questions that always appear in the exams related to these questions: caching strategies, query optimizations, etc. I also found that paying close attention to the details in the question was always an important thing. Sometimes the words and understanding this one can make a big difference in choosing the right answer. And also, finally, having practical experience with different Denodo connectors and data sources, POCs, every experience you have will help you to pass the certification exams.
Thank you for highlighting that. So now my next question for you. We've started talking about Denodo certifications, and it's great to know that both of you have had a wonderful experience with it. But which other data certifications hold the most value today? We've already discussed a little bit about Denodo certifications. Are there any other certifications you would like to highlight? And also, what makes them stand out in terms of skill development, career impact, and industry recognition?
Okay, that is a great question, because many people ask me, what certification do you recommend, and things like that. I think the value of data certification really depends on your specific career path and the technologies you work with. There will be different examples. Not even the same answer is the right answer for everyone. However, in the data space right now, I see certifications around all relative to cloud data platforms like Amazon, GCP, Azure, and so on, are highly valuable. You can also find in data governance and data management certifications are also increasingly important, reflecting the growing focus on data quality, compliance, and ethical data practices. Think about certification related to data governance frameworks or specific data management tools. There is a lot of specific tools from vendors, from even open source tools that are really valuable. And finally, we cannot forget vendor specific certifications like the Denodo Certified Professional Program that we both have, holds significant value for professionals working directly with those technologies. They demonstrate a deep understanding of the platform can be a real differentiation when working on projects or seeking roles that require that specific expertise. They stand out because they validate practical skills directly applicable to the job. Well, in terms of skill development, I think that all valuable certification often require a blend of theoretical knowledge And as I said before, has an experience. They push you to understand the underlying principles and best practices. For a career impact, they can boost your credibility, make your resume more attractive, lead you to higher paying roles. Industry recognition comes from the fact that these certifications are offered, developed, and recognized by leading companies and organizations in the data field, I think.
Definitely agree with you as well. Thank you for sharing, Jose. And Hernando, how about yourself?
Yeah, so similar like Jose, so data management is really a broad topic. It depends on the focus where you would like to put your attention to. Yeah, so there are a lot of areas like, you know, cloud, data analytics, data engineering, data governance, data science. So, and for each individual area, there are also some, you know, some certifications that are really interesting, also maybe also would be able to push you to the next level. Yeah, for example, if you talk about cloud, so we have like AWS, Azure, GCP, yeah, Google Cloud Platform. If you talk about data analytics or reporting tools, we can think of like Tableau or Power BI, which is the major player in this analytics area for reporting capabilities. If we think about data engineering, so we have, for example, like also major player like Databricks, Matillion. So how we can utilize ETL, ELT to process, to enrich the data, to transform the data, to make it ready for the further processing downstream. And another thing is maybe data science, which is currently becoming more and more powerful with the birth of the Gen AI. Yeah, so since last year. So there are also a couple of, but it's a lot of new certifications. For example, from NIME, there are also AI path or data science path. There is also Databricks also offering certification in this area, also supported by the other cloud vendors. Yeah, so even though they have, you know, they're pushing towards the cloud services, but they have also their own services focusing on the AI area. So like SageMaker or something like this for AWS. Yeah, this is all around the certification that I find quite interesting.
Definitely. Thank you again for sharing. So I totally agree. I think there are a variety of certifications available under like all of these topics that you mentioned, right? From like, you know, cloud to data governance to a lot of these other topics. So a wide range of certifications for our listeners to check out. With Denodo definitely being one of the main ones, but yes, a wide range of certifications, even including like, you know, AWS, GCP, Azure that you mentioned. Thanks for sharing. So my last question for you is, what advice do you have for aspiring professionals? How can they maximize the value of a certification and stay ahead in an evolving data landscape?
So for individuals considering whether to pursue a certification, I would suggest weighing both the long-term benefits and how it fits with your career goals. So certification not only helps you improve your technical skills, but it also shows that you are committed to growing professionally, yeah, which can lead to new opportunities, to boost your credibility, and also give you competitive edge in this fast-changing world of data management field. Yeah, so I recommend seeing the certification as part of your continuous learning journey. It's not just one-time event. So once you've got the certification, using what you have learned and apply it to the real-world scenarios will help you stay ahead and get the most out of your investment.
Thank you, Hernando. And you said it right, like certifications or any kind of learning for that matter needs to be a part of continuous learning journey instead of it just being a one-time, you know, like learning. So very well said there. And Jose, how about you?
Well, in fact, I agree with Hernando's speech. In fact, my top advice for aspiring professionals is to be intentional about your certification journey. I mean, don't just aim for the certificate. Focus on truly understanding the underlying concepts, developing practical skills. Seeing about hands-on experience is paramount. Supplement your studying with as much practical work as possible. Build our virtual data models, connect to different data sources, and experiment with various Denodo features are really, really important. If you don't have access to the commercial version, as Hernando said before, there is a free Express Denodo that could be downloaded from the website, and it is enough to take hands-on and practice with all the tools. So it will be a great way to take this hands-on expertise. Another important thing I will say that stay updated with the latest advancements. The data landscape and platforms like Zenodo are evolving every day. New versions, new capabilities, new functionalities. It is important to be updated with those old things. Doing network with other certified professionals, it will be, I think, a good practice. It always be a great experience, share knowledge, and so on. And think about how the certification aligns with your career goals. Choose the certifications that are really relevant to the roles you aspire to and the technologies you want to specialize in. Finally, remember that certification is a validation of your skills at a specific point in time. I will recommend a continuous learning and practical application are essential. Treat the certification as a stepping stone, as a milestone in your ongoing professional development.
Very well said, Jose. Thank you for sharing. So I really enjoyed learning about your experience of data certifications and your recommendations and insights in this industry. So this was an incredibly insightful conversation. Thank you both for sharing your experiences and expertise with us today. It's clear that certifications not only validate knowledge, but as you mentioned, also opens doors to new career opportunities and long-term professional growth. So thank you again for joining us and for sharing your insights on this topic.
And a quick message to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please visit denodo.com/podcast for more insights on all things data. Additionally, if you're interested in expanding your expertise, check out our Denodo certification program page at community.denodo.com/certification/ and explore the Denodo AI SDK Certified Developer Associate certification, which is a new certification that's been recently added to take your skills to the next level.